Nikki has arrived. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, if I was a school teacher, you'd have 100 lines by now. The traffic in Cambridge is bad, is it?
Yes, it was. It was a red traffic light at every traffic.
It's so frustrating.
It is.
And you know, it's always the way, isn't it, that when you need to go fast, you go even slow. You either get behind somebody who's going slow, or, as you say, the traffic lights are all against you, aren't they?
So,
never mind.
I'm here now.
You are. So just to reiterate what we were saying before, you're a community fundraiser for ACT,
yes.
Addenbrookes Charitable Trust, which I know we've had people from ACT here before to talk about this, but I guess it's a bit of a special occasion, what's coming up on Sunday, because it's been a special year, hasn't it, really?
It has, yes. This year is the 250th anniversary of Addenbrookes Hospital. So on the 13th of October, 1766, the doors of Addenbrookes opened as a 20-bed hospital for the poor of Cambridge. A gift in a will of £4,500, which in today's money is about £3.5 million, was left to us by Dr. John Addenbrookes. And as I say, 250 years ago, a 20-bed hospital was opened. Addenbrookes is now a 1,000-bed hospital, so it's changed quite a lot. But the act of giving to the hospital has always been there.
Really? Oh, really?
Well, yes. Yeah, we've had donations throughout its history, including the one that Dr. John Addenbrookes left in his will at the very beginning.
I wonder what he would think if he came back now and saw what his little hospital... Is it on Trumpington Road? Is that where it was?
It was, yes. Where Brown's
yes.
is and the Judge Budd Business School. That was the old hospital.
It's a lovely building as well,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Lots of people still remember it. When I go out and give talks, people often say, I remember when I was a patient there.
Oh, really? Do they?
Yes,
goodness
yes.
me. Gosh, that must have been... How long has it been on the new site? Oh, the current site, shall I say?
The hospital on Trumpington Road finally shut its doors in 1984, but it opened at the top of Hills Road in the 1960s.
Right, so for a while they were sort of running side by side.
Yeah.
And I guess that's probably the same now with Papworth, isn't it, really? That was kind of, I mean, obviously all the buildings going on currently on the Addenbrookes site, but Papworth's still operational up in, Papworth.
Yes, Papworth, yes, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, enough of that. You're here to talk about this coming Sunday because of it's the final event, is it, of the celebrations?
Yes, it's our final sort of big event of the year, but it is the final celebration event of the 250th anniversary, our Rudolph Run. Mm. It's taking place this Sunday at Addenbrookes. It's open to anybody who would like to take part. It's a 5K, so you can run it, walk it, skip it, however you wish to take part.
What do people normally do then?
Normally people do a mixture of walking and running.
I love to see them when they come dressed, you know, as all crazy creatures and so on. I'm sure we'll get a few Santa Claus.
Well, yes, we hope so, because Tesco's at Bar Hill have very kindly donated a £25 gift voucher for the best dressed person.
We actively encourage
you to come.
Now, so what's the criteria for best dressed? What does that mean?
Well, that we will decide that on the day, but usually people come with a Christmas theme, as it's a Rudolph Run. Mm-hmm. So we welcome reindeers, snowmen, Christmas trees, elves. We're all dressing as elves.
Oh, are you?
Yes, it's a rather unusual work outfit for the day, so we'll all be dressed as elves. But it's just a really fun day, and everybody comes. We even have people who bring dogs, and they're dressed as reindeers. And
well, the dogs are.
Yes,
oh, really?
Yes, you can dress up anybody.
Oh, excellent. That's really good. And of course, obviously, all for a good cause. I mean, the ACT is an ongoing requirement, but you were just telling me earlier on the kinds of figures that you need to raise money for.
Yes. Well, Addenbrookes Charitable Trust is the official charity of Addenbrookes Hospital and the Rosie Hospital. And we raise money that is to fund projects, research or pieces of equipment that are over and above NHS funding. So we never fund anything that should be NHS funded. Mm. And the money that we raise on Sunday will go into our Action for Addenbrookes appeal, which is money that will be spent across the two sites where the need is greatest.
And what kind of things has that been used to buy?
In the past, it could be things like recliner chairs, maybe in oncology. I don't know if any of your listeners have recently been inpatients at the hospital.
I was myself.
Right, well, you may remember this then. One of the things that ACT fund are the menu sheets with the pictures on.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's lots of people where English isn't their first language, or they could have had a stroke or have some injury where they're not able to speak, or maybe they're just too young to learn how to read yet. But most people know what a trifle looks like, or a macaroni cheese. And so it's about giving the patient the best experience possible. So this, by giving people picture menus, they're able to choose what they would like to eat.
Okay.
So it could be simple things like that, or big pieces of equipment.
Okay, so back to the run. So it's yes. It's on Sunday.
Yes.
Starts at 10 o'clock?
It does. Registration opens at 9.
Right, so if you haven't registered, is there a limit to the number of people that you would like to run?
We would like to get 250 people.
But is that the upper limit?
That's we can take as many as we like.
Oh, right, okay.
But we would like to get, we're almost at 250, so it'd be fantastic if we could hit the 250 runners
mm-hmm.
or participants, because you don't have to be a runner.
So if you haven't already put your name down to run, how do you do that?
You can go to our website, which is www.act4addenbrookes.com/RudolphRun. And you can register there.
Okay, so if there's only you that wants to run, is that okay, or do you need to have a team?
Not at all. We welcome everybody and anyone. So if you wish to run on your own or as part of a team, then by all means, enter.
Okay, and what about, is it better to be a jogger, or are you happy for anyone to take part? Because is it a race, or is it just a jog around the site?
It's a fun run.
Okay.
So we've opened it up to everyone. We have people who have entered with pushchairs.
Really?
So you don't have to be the fastest. Mm. Maybe you've been doing a couch to 5K, and this would be a nice introduction to a 5K.
That would be me, couch.
yes. But no, it's entirely up to you how you take part.
Okay. And the price, or the cost, shall I say, for because there is an entry fee, isn't it?
Yeah. We're doing an entry fee.
Yes.
So the entry fee, if you sign up online with the Act for Addenbrookes website, is £20 for adults and £10 for children.
And is that all going to, as part of the
yes.
Yes, it's all going to the charity.
It's all going to the charity. But okay. If you sign up on the day, it'll be £25 for adults and £15 for
oh,
children.
Right. So it's well, I mean, arguably, with it being a charity, whatever, but it is cheaper to sign up online then.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And how do you pay, by the way, as far as online is concerned?
You can do that with your credit card, debit card. We can take those things online.
Okay. What about actual? So that's the entry fee. But do you acceptable for people to get sponsors? You know, for the run.
We would really love people to get sponsorship, because obviously the more money that we raise from this event, the more things we can fund within the hospital to enhance the patient experience. So, yes, please, we would desperately encourage people to raise sponsorship on top of their entry fee.
Okay. And you were saying that people come all dressed as all sorts of different things and so on, but there is a few bits and bobs that you're going to give to
yes,
them, aren't
exactly.
there?
Yes, exactly. So part of your entry fee is, I don't know if this is the right term, a set or a pair of antlers and a red nose.
A red nose?
A red nose to wear as well.
I think if the weather stays like this, we won't need any false ones.
Because it's Rudolph's Day.
Oh, of course, Rudolph,
it's
of course.
Day.
That's right. Okay, that's excellent. And so it starts at 10 o'clock. Whereabouts on the site will it be starting?
If people could come to the main concourse,
mm-hmm.
so that's the main entrance into the hospital with the revolving door, come through, and we will be in that area there.
Wow, 250 people in that area?
Yes.
Goodness
yes. Well,
me.
Well, it's quite a big area, really. So we're doing, yes, £25 vouchers for best dressed adult and best dressed child.
Okay.
There'll be prizes of chocolates for the fastest woman, the fastest man, and the fastest child. And we've also got Laura Sugar. She's going to be starting everybody off on their 5K challenge.
Just explain who Laura is.
And Laura Sugar is a local girl, and she was in the Rio Paralympics.
Ah, right, okay.
Where she came fourth in the 100 metres.
Oh, right, okay.
And she was a finalist in the 200 metres.
Do you know whether she's going to take part?
I don't know if she's going to take part.
Okay.
But I do know that she's doing the warm-up. So you're having an Olympic warm-up.
Goodness.
And
did she get a medal? Did you say?
She came fourth. And then she'll be setting everybody off on their way.
Mm. Brilliant. Are you going to do it yourself?
I would love to do it.
Oh, here we go.
But somebody's got to stay behind to hand out the medals.
Somebody's got to do it. You'll be making the tea for everywhere when they come back.
Yeah, there's free refreshments as well, donated by Tesco. So there'll be mince pies and bottles of water and lots of things happening. So please come along.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, let's hope it's a lovely day.
Yes, you know, the
nice sunny day.
Good.
Like, is it good?
The forecast is good. Sharp and a heavy frost. So that will look quite nice running round.
It will.
Well,
Nikki, thanks ever so much for coming in. I do wish you well as far as... Oh, dearie me. We got our music playing there. I do wish you well as far as Sunday goes.
Thank you.
A great day. If you are listening and you think that it would be something that you would like to get involved with, as Nikki says, there's still an opportunity to do that. There's still places available. Just go online and once again remind us of the web address.
Yes, it's www.actact4addenbrookes/RudolphRun.
Okay, and if you go there, £20 online, 10 for the children.
Yes.
But it's a bit more expensive if you turn up on the day. But you can do that. You can turn up on the day. And just pay there and then. And so if somebody's not sure if they can make it, they can just do that, I guess, as well.
Yes.
Great stuff.
Welcome.
Great. I'm sadly a bit busy as well. So I do hope you have a great day.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
The challenge.
It's the antlers that appeal, I have to say. All right. Thanks very much for coming in, Nikki. And
thank you.
Safe journey back after that bit of a tragic arrival by the sound.
Thank you.